take to get going. Okay. Now, look. When I was showing you this, what happened was this. It was my breath that went, what so-and-so of Hermes, made me compare with Hermes' fiery eye. And then on the inside, I felt a sigh. It was like, oh, dear. It was really just a sigh. It was like... And then I saw him. See, something moved in my body, and it happened to be my breath. The breath that time was despairing. Like, I don't know how to deal with my life. Your breath did not move at that point. It just locked. Now, first go through your... Do this. And then you want to shh. That's right. Now do something hemispheric on
it. To give it a simple glass of wine. May we compare with Hermes Therion.
And now just breathe.
Who is here? You're right.
Yeah. Okay? Now, as soon as that learns to do it by itself, then it won't be quite so stiff. But that's what's missing. See, when that breath is moving, that's the beginning of your inner improvisation. Okay? Otherwise, you have nothing to go on. You finish the sentence, that's it. Now what do you want me to do? See, there's no inspiration. What does inspiration mean? Inspire. What does inspire mean? Take in breath. Expire, let it out. So try that again, just that line. That you go like this. Breathe. What something made me compare to Hermes' fiery eye? And then really just let the inside feel sad and lonely, and let it take your eyes wherever it will. It may take your eyes in the area of Lysander's body on the ground. Don't care that you don't see him. Let it just take you somewhere. All right? Let's see what happens.
What wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's fiery eye?
Good girl! You did it, Judy!
Yeah.
Didn't you do it? Uh-huh. Did you see how natural that was? Mm-hmm. How you couldn't help but do it.
It's like little baby steps, isn't it?
Hi.
I'm telling you.
We have to.
Obviously, we have to.
Yeah,
that's the only way of getting it.
Exactly. It's the only way.
Well, but maybe baby steps will fit together.
Not only that. See, once I said, when I first started teaching at Kellogg's, there is no beginning and no end. And the kids were freshmen at that time.
Tommy, I have a class of freshmen right now.
Okay. By the way, you know who was in that class?
Stanley.
Katie Segal. No. Katie Segal, Jan Barbatsis, Winston Tong, Pee Wee Herman, and David Hasselhoff, and David Stafford, and I forget, Linda somebody. I think that's who they were. Imagine, all of this group of wonderful, incredible young kids. And here we were in the first lesson, I think, and I had them sitting down that there is no beginning and no end. And some of them, the more sophisticated of them, were pleased at that, and others wanted to, what do you mean? I also said talent is irrelevant in this class. And David Hasselhoff came to my office the next day and said, I don't know what you mean by that, Okay. He was, from Chicago. He was ready to make it big. What do I mean by there is no beginning and no end? What is a baby step and what is a giant step? Who knows? If it all really begins with a breath, then the breath is a giant step and a baby step at the same time. It's the beginning and the end. You see? So when, and yes, it does seem as though we have to go to that and really make it happen, really feel it happening. what the only thing we're doing there is we're not able to go on with the rest of the piece, you know, with the rest of the monologue. But that initial feeling of the breath moving in the body and somehow prompting you to turn your eyes in despair somewhere and somehow prompting you to see the body on the ground, that's the thrill of acting. See, if you can learn what we just did, if you can learn it and begin to believe it, then you will find that acting is easy. And it's easy because you don't have to do anything. See, all you have to do is breathe and say the words. Pay attention to what you're saying. You don't have to think of how am I doing. You don't have to think of will I look good. Or if you just breathe and say the words, one sentence will lead you to the next sentence. That will lead you to the third sentence. It will, in the third act of the play, without your ever having to make sure that it happens, it will lead you to the big fight. You know? Have you ever worried of, oh God, I've got this big fight in the third act? It takes you there step by step if you have the breath and the word. And that's when you know that, yes, acting is easy. You may have taken 2 or 3 years to learn that, but once you learn it, it's easy. All right. So now let's go back and do it again, Judy. I want you to repeat what you just
did. That part?
Yeah. Don't worry if it doesn't work. It's delicate. You have to find it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What wicked and dissembling
Judy,
you are.
Judy, there's no breath connected to that word. You see, if you started, what wicked, see, and the breath is lost. See, that's something you're just going to have to feel. That's a physical thing.
Yeah, and I did take the time to take it in.
Yes, you took it in, and you didn't let it, you didn't release it to the word.
Back to my old habit.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
What wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's fiery eye? Who is here? Lysander on the ground?
Okay, that's enough, dear. That's the idea, but there was a little hitch in it. A little bit of, oh, I'm guessing, but maybe it was a, oh, I'm doing it, or, oh, it's happening. But I could see a little hitch between, maybe compare with Hermia's fiery eye, and then there was, you took the breath, and there was a little eye hitch, I could see it.
That was remembering to breathe.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was.
Okay, and that then made you a little aware, too much aware of what
right.
you were doing. Try it again.
Okay.
What I think is, please go out, start it with a good
okay.
So it gets the damn thing started.
What wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's fiery eye? But who is here? Lysander on the ground? Dead or asleep?
That's coming. Go.
That
do
was
it again.
Easier.
Yes. What I see, and I want to do 1,000 repetitions
yeah.
of that little thing as the breath was acting for you. Do you see that now? When you get to the phrase Hermia's fiery eye, what next happens is that the breath is moving. And it's improvising, and what happens is it does something, it comes out your eye. And what you do is you happen to see him. So it's the breath, you have to give the breath a chance to act. Go ahead.
What wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's fiery eye?
No good. Okay. You know what happened? You didn't know, after Hermia's fiery eye, you didn't know how to let the breath move again.
No.
So you almost had to go, and that we don't want. We
no.
don't want. All right, so let me see what I do. I go like this. What wicked and something made me compare with Hermia's fiery eye? You see, did you feel the breath going all the way through my body? I want you to feel it on me. I'm going to do it again. And you put your hands here and put, no, put it maybe down like in there. I'm going to go. What wicked and something-something made me compare with Hermias Pherionine? Oh! Did you feel that it swam in my torso? Huh? Okay, get down on the floor.
Okay.
I want you to put your feet up on the sofa, and we've got to find that breath. So, the reason we're going back to pure, where is the breath and how do I find it, is...
Oh, that's okay. That feels good anyway.
Yeah, good. Is that... Mm-hmm. See, Judy, you've got the acting.
I know that I have the intelligence and the ability to connect the thoughts. I mean, I have all that. I just get all this other stuff in the way.
Yeah, that's true. See, what you have, the intelligence, the ability to connect.
I have the sensitivity.
You have the sensitivity and you have the acting. See, you left that out. You do have the acting. Because that first time when the breath moved, it happened accidentally for you. Remember how well you acted. See, you're very good in this role. So you've got the acting. What you haven't got is that damn breath. See, you don't know how to let the breath act for you. Mm-hmm. Did you notice my breath acting for me? Could you feel my breath? I was downcast and my breath... Look, I felt bad and my breath took it. And then suddenly it welled up through my body and it came out in a... Oh, gee.
Yeah.
That was all the breath that was doing that. It wasn't me.
See, then the breath sort of take a jump when you saw him.
Yeah. So it was internal.
Yes, I did observe all that.
You did. Now, let's not ask for you to do all that. Let's ask you to just have breath. Because I didn't know all that until I found my breath. All right? So, breathe out on a good sound and let's see what happens. Shut your eyes and don't try too hard. Remember, this is only something that can happen or won't happen, you know. Judy, do you see how nice that is, how deep that breath is going, and how it involves both the diaphragmatic muscle and the lungs, but you notice how it's going deeper into the torso? Yeah, it's because the body is allowing it to happen, and it's responding. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you feel it gently moving up in you. Of the chest area as it accommodates that central action. Okay, this is perfect. This is really what I want. It's better than most people can do. And I know that you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can actually feel it as a physical presence in the body. So, what I'd like you to do is, when you blow out on the F this time, if you have a feeling of pouting and despondency.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. Do you feel that? Do you feel the pouting and the despondency? Good.
My poor little breath's only right here.
Good. It's really, It's pretty. I mean, really not pretty. I mean, you're a very pretty.
The makeup
artist.
Helps too.
The makeup is good.
Thank you. I did it myself this time. It's the first time I ever did my own makeup for pictures.
Yeah.
And the photographer said I did a better job than the makeup artist I used the last time.
Well, it's very good. The eyelashes are good.
I learned. I went to Merle Norman.
And they helped you?
For free. They give you lessons.
Well,
then I look at the magazines and kind of figure out from what they say and what I see.
That's right.
And I have a book on TV and film makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been practicing.
Nice. Yeah.
I decided I have to do it myself, though. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to go to auditions and interviews, I have to be able to do it myself.
Yeah.
So I figure now, well, not, I'll practice.
Very. Oh, yes, you have to.
Yeah.
I practice, you know, I practice doing my lids. Otherwise, you know, you really need a fine hand.
Well, and if you're getting ready for an audition, mm-hmm. you have trouble having the fine hand.
Yeah.
So if you practice, it's easier.
Yes, yes.
I don't have to think about it so much now.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's like acting.
Very good. It's very good. I like the way you put on the ends, the soot, or what is it?
Yeah.
The black?
Yeah.
On the ends.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. It's hardly made up at all, and yet you have really enough on to give depth.
That's what I want to do. Eliza Thorne, my mother's friend, who was at the play reading that you did, the one you directed for the Nuclear Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
The woman, she was talking to me, and she said, she told me, she gives me advice about mm-hmm. those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
She said, get yourself, you look terrific, the hair color's great, the style is wonderful, everything's perfect. Get yourself over to my world, do it for free, learn about the three shades of eyeshadow to contour your eyes, because your eyes are gorgeous and they need to be more dramatic but less obvious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I did. I learned. I figured,
and
okay,
did you
go
buy
learn.
This stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they showed me what colors to use.
Yeah.
That were good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So why not?
Yes,
if
you
could take
really
all that
have
trouble
it.
To do those colors. I'm sure, I'll look it.
Good. Okay. Now, I would like you to breathe out on an air. And then I would like the breath to swirl back into the body with a kind of young, you know, despair and a young feeling of despondency. And then I would like the breath to move back into the body and go, oh, gee. Did you think OG?
Oh, you wanted the word
I
out
wanted
loud.
It here.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
The first time that the breath did come back into the body, did it get stuck up here? No, you felt it moving all the time.
But then, as I thought about it, mm-hmm. and I couldn't just think about that same thing, so I thought about being in the woods by myself and what was I going to do. I noticed that the breath moved from here to here. It didn't go down like it did when I was just listening before. So
let's do it again
up here.
Something happened. I felt that too. I don't know what. Do it again.
You want the words out loud.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then I want, as soon as, I want it to be like, it goes out like this. And then it fills in with, I'm so sad, I'm so lonely. And it fills in again. Oh, gee. That's what I want.
Mm.
That's it. Did you feel the rhythm of that G? Did you realize there was never a break? That's what it is.
And I didn't know how it was going to come out. You did not know.
And yet it was like a dance. It was like the breath was a veil, and you were ears. It was just like this. And then it went, oh, gee. That's what it is. That's what I mean by acting, internal improvisation. Right? Did you notice how the OG came as a result of how you felt on the breath? All right, now, I'd like you to just think that sentence, how come I can, what is it compare with Hermia's view?
What wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's view behind.
I'd like you to breathe out. I'd like you to think that. And let the breath swirl through your body once. Then let the breath swirl through your body again. And then let me hear you say, but who is here?
Okay.
All right. Good. Let's see. Now look, just do the breathing. So you can't possibly act, honey. You're on your back with your legs up on my sofa. So don't even try to
act.
But
you want me to think some lines.
I want you to think that one line.
Right. Well, those two phrases.
Yeah.
Here.
Do that again. It's on the right track. I didn't feel the rhythm. Maybe that was my fault. Okay? Do it again. Take your time, Judy.
Okay.
I think it was a little rushed.
Who's here?
I don't believe it.
I don't either. So until I say the words, I believe it fine.
Yes. You see, what's happening is that because we've gone to the play, something is jumping in, some eagerness or some preconceived notion. Let's go back to OG.
Okay.
Remember the rhythm that you felt with OG? Remember that perfect rhythm.
See, I felt the rhythm with the lines when I was thinking them, and it was fine, and I felt the rhythm with the sad sigh.
Mm-hmm.
But then somehow...
You stop acting.
Those words...
See, Judy, what's happening is you stop following that internal improvisation, and you jump to the habitual thing. Watch it. Instead of doing this... But who is here? Did you feel the rhythm of that? No, what you did is this. But who is here? You cut it off. You didn't have... It takes a kind of courage to not do it the old way. It takes a courage to let it be connected to the breath, because you think the breath will never come. Yeah, and so you jump in ahead.
Yeah.
That's what you were doing. See, you've got to trust that internal improvisation. Right? You're on your back, your feet are up on my sofa, the pillows are... I haven't got my shoes on. You can't possibly consider this to be an acting situation. The only thing we're going to do is use the word... But who is here? And that happens to be the word of the scene you're doing. That's the only connection it has to acting. Now, all I want you to do is connect it to the breath. If the breath is like a kite and the word is the tail, you'll be, but who is here? Or if the words are the kite and the breath is the tail, I don't care. It's something, okay? But it's connected. It's like an airplane with that smoke that comes out, that writes letters in the sky, something like that. Breathe out again.
But who's here?
I'd like you to think it. Think it and breathe it. It's not real. It's not real. Think it and breathe it, Judy. Don't say it. Okay? Do the whole thing internally. Did I could tell that that was right. Could you tell? Wasn't it perfect? I could see from your breath and from the expression on your face that what happened happened perfectly. You were, the thought and the breath were totally in rhythm with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. Just live it as though there's nothing else in your life, as though this is the way people act. They don't say it out loud. They just do it internally. Do it. I didn't catch it that time, Judy. Maybe did you feel it? Oh, yeah, I just didn't. I wasn't with it. Just do it again. That worked. I think
my stomach's getting some gas, isn't it?
That's all right. That's it.
All right.
This time, let us experiment and see whether you can stay with that feeling and let the words see come out. That's right. Feel it?
Uh-huh.
That's perfect. Did you feel the expression in that sentence?
Uh-huh.
You were wonderful.
Mm.
You were lovely. That was it. Okay. So what you have to do for homework
is lie down like this?
Yes.
Oh, good. It's my favorite thing to do.
Absolutely.
It is, though.
And I want you to...
I have a skinny pillow.
Yeah, and that you would have, I want you to lie down, and I want you just to breathe and say it internally. Don't say the words out loud. I want you to get it.
Promise.
Okay?
For 2 whole weeks. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
It's all right.
I don't mind.
I'll be working with Alice, and I'll be doing
that's
voice
right.
work with
yes,
her.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so I'll this is what I want, is the pleasure. I want you to go through the whole thing, and I want it to start... always with a good sound, and then just leisure, you know, just absolute, just trust that it's going to come out right as it does when you do it in your head. But this time you know that the breath, and every time if you need to reinforce the breath, go out again. Don't do it too often, only when you can feel that it's not rich mm-hmm. any longer. Then you can blow out again. All right.
Okay. Can I do that before I lie to?
Why not?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, absolutely perfect. Oh, and I'd like you to do it with Carlotta.
I haven't learned that yet.
Well, I think learn it.
Okay.
Learn it and do that so that for the next 2 weeks.
One speech.
Exactly. For the next 2 weeks, you're working this way and you don't say a word. All you do is breathe and feel. And when you feel like saying the next sentence because the breath is ready for it, then you say it silently inside your head. Mm-hmm. That's all I want you to do.
Okay.
Good. Oh, really? It came out. If we could get that to happen.
Why not?
Yeah. It was really lovely. It was lovely. But we're getting it. It's all. Do you notice it's all in the torso? Do you realize that? That if we can get that breath to keep moving in your torso, and if we can get your breath to be alive and to act, all you have to do is be the vessel through which the words are spoken, you know, are said.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Good. Okay. Go away of feeling good.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, because you have, you found it, really.
My sit-ups.
Yeah.
I have quite enough exercise today. The days that I teach movement for the performer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
I didn't get my exercise, so I'm going to do that now.